I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, Tara Strong here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Welcome to Hunnix. Won't ever work anywhere or do anything else ever again.
So you'll just work us to death?
We'll try.
I'm going out.
Out? Out where?
Outside the hive.
Hold it. Flight deck's restricted.
It's okay, Lou. We're going to take him up.
Let's move it out.
Freedom. Whoa. Freedom. Look at all this room. Freedom. Box kite. Balao. What?
Get out there!
You know, I don't think these are flowers.
Should we tell him?
I think he knows.
Hi! I'm so sorry.
How did you learn to do the talking thing?
I don't know. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Keep still!
You're not dead?
I'm going to Alaska. I've got one to Tacoma.
What about you?
He really is dead.
All right.
Jerry Seinfeld, Renee Zellweger.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
DreamWorks B-movie.
Ow! What was that? Maybe this time. This time. This time. This time. This time. This time. This time.
Hello and welcome to episode 47 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcaster Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Steve Joe Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to be buzzing around the city in a B-movie. See, that works several different ways.
Boo.
Shut up. It's not my fault you can't recognize the genius of my humor.
It's not genius, it's just bad comedy.
It's a good thing Michael Wilson isn't here, because he would have said bad sodomy. Oh, boy. All right, so yeah, we are going to be talking about 2007's B-movie, starring Jerry Seinfeld, Renee Zellweger, Matthew Broderick. I think it's Matthew Broderick that's the other B as well.
Yep.
When did you first see this?
Somewhere around the time it came out. I think my wife worked at Blockbuster at the time, and she could rent things before they came out on DVD,
mm-hmm.
or to the public anyway. So I think we rented it about then and watched it when it was fairly new.
Yeah, I didn't catch this one until, I don't know, some of these Pixar movies, some of these Disney movies, some of these DreamWorks animation movies, heck, even some of the studios like Sony and stuff that don't normally do the CGI animated stuff. I see that, you know, and this is me. So, I usually wait a couple years to check some of the stuff out because of my incessant judgment of trailers. And it's not that I didn't care for this trailer. I saw it and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I kind of forgot about it. I think I saw this when it aired on TV originally. I don't remember when the heck that was, but yeah, I think that's when I saw it. And I like Seinfeld. I like him more in his television show than his stand-up stuff. He's all right.
I don't like Seinfeld other than this movie. I didn't like the show, and I don't like his stand-up. I don't find him entertaining or funny. The only time he was funny was because of this stupid movie.
Wait, I thought you said you liked this movie. Why are you calling it stupid?
Well, I'm just saying. It was a good movie overall. I'm just saying it's the only thing that Seinfeld's done that's been mildly entertaining.
Yeah. So getting into it, B-Movie is a 2007 computer animated family comedy film starring Jerry Seinfeld, as we said, Renee Zellweger, Matthew Broderick, John Goodman, Chris Rock, Kathy Bates, Barry Levinson, Megan Mullally, Rip Torn. Oh my god, you got Zed in here. Holy crap.
Oh yeah.
And Patrick Warburton, produced by DreamWorks Animation, and it's directed by Simon J. Smith and Steve Hickner. For a second there, I thought that said Hickener. B-Movie is the first motion picture script to be written by Seinfeld, who co-wrote it with Spike Feuerstein, Barry Mander, and Andy Robin. The film was produced by Jerry Seinfeld, Christian Steinberg, and Cameron Stebbing. The production was designed by Alex McDowell, and Christopher Lorett was the art director. This movie, to me, when it comes to the cast and the crew and all that stuff, is... it's kind of like Seinfeld pulling a Sandler.
How so?
The majority of the... you know, a good portion of the cast is people he's worked with or friends of his.
Hmm. Okay, I can kind of see that.
Well, in the writers, producers, Michael Richardson... Michael Richards is in it. Patrick Warburton, who is a character on Seinfeld. Larry Miller, who plays the title character on Seinfeld episode The Doorman. You know, so it's one of those things where, hey, I'm doing this animated movie. You want to come in and do it with me? So
that was a bad impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. I never said it was a good impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
But I caught the reference nonetheless.
I wasn't actually trying to reference anything at all.
I know, it sounded like that's how he talks, though.
Well, yeah, because he talks like this, and it's, you know, you gotta close your throat up a little bit. Yeah, that's bad.
Yes, that's
bad comedy. crap. Alright, so the voice cast in this, as we've kind of already mentioned, you got Seinfeld, you got Renee Zellweger... you got Patrick Warburton, Matthew Broderick. Overall, a really interesting voice cast, I would say. You got Ray Liotta as himself.
And he looks like himself.
Yes. So does B. Larry King.
Yeah. Hey, there's one just like you in the real world. He wears the suspenders and the glasses, and he sits hunched over on the desk.
Oh, God. I think... no, I won't even make that comparison. People.
You should just put that clip in the episode.
Cool. Sting is also in this.
As Sting?
Yes. Oh, my God. But overall, the voice cast is pretty good. I would say where the comedy lies is Patrick Warburton's character, her boyfriend, I guess he is. That dude's just hilarious.
I like him and everything he's in just because he kind of plays that over-the-top jerk.
He is such an over-the-top jerk. And the whole thing about this movie is that, you know, I guess it could almost be a societal movie. What I mean by that is the fact that these bees have a certain way of life and a certain way of how their society runs, and... you know, it's kind of like growing up in a strict household when your parents don't want you to do anything except what they want you to do. And Barry breaks out of that and goes out into the world. And then it turns into this whole conspiracy movie with the humans are killing the bees because they want our honey. Oh, my God. I like this movie. I like the animation. I like the voice acting. the plot is a little out there.
Well, I mean, it's as typical as it's going to be for this type of movie, but I do agree the voice cast and the animating of it and just how they kind of played out everything, I think that worked out really well. Mm. Or as good as it could be for a movie like this. I mean, it didn't leave me bored. I did enjoy it.
Mm.
And I think that Seinfeld's role in this movie was pretty funny, just because he's kind of like, I want more. I don't want to be stuck in the same job until I die.
Yeah, what is it with DreamWorks? We've had two movies so far that are pretty much, you know, fish out of water stories, or, you know, achieve more than you are movies. We've got this one in B-Movie, and TV's Mr. Neil and I, back in episode 38 of the podcast, talked about Ants. And Ants is kind of the same thing as this. It's kind of like break out of your shell, you know, reach for the stars, that kind of thing. What
but
is it?
But that's kind of like most of what DreamWorks does.
Yeah.
They all have dreamer characters, and pretty much doesn't really matter what movie they have. They're all kind of out there. More so, just they're all having somebody running towards doing something different than the norm. Whereas Pixar does something completely different. They actually tell a story.
Yeah, that's true.
I just bash DreamWorks, so.
That's funny. Getting into a trivia bit here as far as the cast notes. Megan Mullally was originally voicing the Queen of the Hive and had even recorded her lines, yet because of the film cuts, her character was cut. Jerry Seinfeld still wanted her to have a part in the movie, so he gave her the role of the Hunnex tour guide. At one point, Uma Thurman, Rebecca Solar, Lisa Kudrow, David Letterman, and Raven Simone were all attached. They dropped out for various reasons. We've talked about rumors of potential casting on this podcast, on Tooncast Classic, and on MWire, and it baffles me. As like, after seeing what the product is and seeing who could have been in it, it just baffles me why they approached those people. Like, I mean, what was it going to be David Letterman? Was he going to be himself as an actual B instead of Larry King? I don't think Dave would have worked, even as himself. I don't think he would have worked, because then you'd have to bring along his sidekick there, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't watch those shows. There's not much intelligence involved. Late night television.
Especially on TBS, that shit sucks. Critical response was mixed, with 51% on Rotten Tomatoes, 54 out of 100 on Metacritic. In a lackluster review, People Magazine said much of B is gently funny. The vocal performances are distinctive, and the digital animation glistens. But in the end, the characters and the story lack, wait for it, sting. It was nominated for Best Animated Feature Film at the 65th Golden Globe Awards. Barry B. Benson was the announcer for the Best Animated Short on the Oscars for 2008, but beforehand he showed the audience some of his prior roles, including every bee in The Swarm in The Swarm. Oh my god. That's ridiculous. The film opened in second place to American Gangster. Oh my god. They put this movie up against American Gangster. Holy crap.
That's funny.
But it's gross of 30 but it's gross of $38,021,044 had it more in line with the studio's lowest grossing features, such as Shark Tale. The film had an average of 9,679 from 3,928 theaters. And its second weekend, the film held well with 33% drop to $25 million, claiming the top spot, resulting in $6,480 average from expanding to 3,944 theaters. Okay, worldwide total of $287 million and change. The movie was produced on a $150 million budget, so I guess it made its money back a little bit.
Yeah, it was worthwhile for a payoff anyway.
Yeah. It's nominated for a bunch of awards.
And it did not win any.
No. What I find extremely funny about this, because I, up until this recording, up until watching the movie again, I did not look, like, when I go and I get the scripts for us to, you know, have handy for stuff to look at, you know, for information, I don't really look at the information while I'm gathering it. What I find interesting is this movie was subjugated to a couple of lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
B-Movie is alleged to be similar to a concept developed in 2000 by a team of Swedish animation students, which they claim was presented to DreamWorks in 2001 under the name Bibelon. That's the dumbest fucking name I have ever heard. The animation students say that DreamWorks rejected the idea on the basis of it being too childish. When B-Movie was announced in 2003, the students claimed that they once again contacted DreamWorks to make sure the movie was not similar to their original concept and was given a reassuring answer. When one of the members of the Bibelon team saw the trailer of the movie in 2007, he found it to be extremely similar and attempted to find a U.S. lawyer who could represent them. Jerry Seinfeld rejected the plagiarism claims during his PR tour for B-Movie in Sweden. I'm doing my best not to laugh, and I'm taking it as serious as I can, but it's a little bit hard. It is entirely possible that somebody else came up with an idea about making a movie about bees. I knew nothing of this until this very morning, and I hope that they are not too upset.
In other words, he was saying, yes, it's possible that they probably stole it, but they didn't, so up yours.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a second one.
Besoodles
versus DreamWorks. A Florida-based cosmetics company called Besoodles has filed a lawsuit over the use of their trademark phrase, "Give bees a chance." The suit between the parties was settled out of court.
In other words, Besoodles got money from DreamWorks.
Pretty much.
That's so stupid.
Oh, my God. 1 to 4, we are the IGN crew. What would you rank this movie?
I'd give it a... probably a high 2. Maybe even a 3-.
3-. Oh, boy. If it is on Netflix or if it isn't iTunes or something like that, I'll give it a 3. I do enjoy it. I enjoy it for the comedy between Barry and Patrick Warburton's character. I think that's really, really cool. I thought that was funny. Renee Zellweger, she felt out of place.
She kind of rubs me wrong in any movie she's in. However, I have to say that she was all right in this because I didn't have to look at her.
Well, you still had to listen to her.
That's not as bad as having to look at her and listen to her. Just saying.
Maybe we should make you watch Me, Myself, and Irene again.
I've seen that, and I like Jim Carrey, but I don't like that movie.
Oh, my God. All right, so getting into the DVD stuff. It is on DVD. As far as the marketing goes, the third trailer was released with Shrek the Third, but this was an animated teaser. The fourth trailer was released on B-Movie official website and revealed most of the film's plot. Let's see, this is exactly what a lot of people have been saying over the last few years. You see a trailer, no matter if it's 2 minutes or 30 seconds, and in that time, the companies that put the trailers together for the studios will essentially give you the entire plot in a trailer.
That's why you should never watch trailers. You should just go see the movie. because then you either get the wrong opinion on the movie by the trailer, or you find out the entire movie before the trailer, or before the with the trailer, you find out the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. There are several books. Again, I guess it's because this is essentially a kid's movie.
Well, it is a B movie.
Yeah, I just can't give it an A. I can give it a kick in the A, but I can't give it an A. B movie was released on DVD March 11th, 2008 in both full screen and widescreen formats and the 2-disc special edition DVD. It was also released on Blu-ray disc on May 20th, 2008. It was probably one of the last ones. I correct myself. The HD DVD version was canceled after the demise of HD DVD. So there you go. All right, we are going to head to a break. We're going to hear some ads and some other interesting things. And we'll come back to close the show.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you and your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
Tooncast is dedicated to the cartoons we grew up with. 100 episodes and more make up one of the GCRN's most popular podcasts. Join hosts TFGO and Mike, Optimus Solo, Terror the Rising Star, and tons of guest hosts. We also have voice actor and writer interviews. Tune in to Tooncast as we look back on the cartoons that defined us as geeks. You can find Tooncast on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Tune in. For you, the listeners of Tooncast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Final thoughts on B-movie.
Overall, pretty enjoyable. Good kid movie that adults can enjoy as well. There is adult comedy in it. I mean, to some extent. Mm-hmm. Gassing people and everything else, mass genocide,
bugs on the windshield.
Yeah. The Chris Rock drinking blood.
Yeah.
But, overall it was a really good movie, but, it's at least good for a watch.
Yeah.
I don't know how, how else to describe it, but it was good.
I mean, if you're a diehard DreamWorks fan, of course you're probably going to add this to your DVD collection or your iTunes collection or whatever else. But if you're not, just find it on TV or something like that. I mean, because Cartoon Network has really been surprising me lately, because that's how I saw a couple weeks ago. That's how I saw Over the Hedge. Was it aired on Cartoon Network? I'm like, whoa, why is Cartoon Network airing this? I don't know. A lot of the DreamWorks animated movies are coming on TV now. It's kind of weird, kind of funny, but cool. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every post. You can send us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is Tooncast Beyond. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP21.
And you can also follow @GeekCastRadio for all the network updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time when we will be talking about Monsters vs. Aliens. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
I want a divorce!
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.